Welcome to Being the Church, a podcast from North Star Church in Blacksburg, Virginia. The goal of this podcast is to help our church family grow as disciples of Jesus who model love, humility, obedience to God, and use their influence to share the gospel and make disciples themselves. Kevin Seaton is a longtime North Star member who has consistently used his gifts in research, study, and teaching to bless our church body. So today, I sit down with him to talk a little bit about our upcoming elective series on the early church that Kevin will be teaching. We also talk a bit about his own personal testimony of how he came to know the Lord, along with some of his key takeaways and observations from his study of the early church. I think that you'll enjoy this conversation with Kevin, and I really appreciate him taking the time to share with us. Welcome back to the Being the Church podcast. We're excited that you've joined us today. I am here with Kevin Seaton. Welcome, Kevin.
Hello. It's good to be here.
So Kevin is one of our great leaders at church. He and his family have been involved in North Star for years, active members. He has helped with a lot of things over the years and really been a faithful servant of the Lord, he and his family, to North Star, and been a really vital part of our ministry. And one of the things he does for us is help lead our summer seminary classes that we do typically during the summer, which is why we call them, you know, summer seminary. And they're intended to be just a opportunity for our church family to learn a little bit more about some of the details of our faith, the background of our faith, whether it's theology or history or things like that. And this summer, he's going to be teaching a class on the early church, which is a fascinating topic and one that I know that anyone who attends is really going to enjoy. I've enjoyed studying it. Kevin and I have had many conversations about it. It's going to be really great. So I invited him on today, just kind of as a bonus episode, to talk a little bit about the class and some of his personal takeaways from it. Kevin, just to start, I really would love to hear just your personal story of how the Lord saved you. I think that's really an important thing for us to hear from each other as church members and North Star members here together. So yeah, if you can, just share a little bit about your own personal walk with the Lord and how he called you into salvation.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. It really started when I was 21 years old. At that time, I had not yet put my trust in Jesus, and I wasn't walking with the Lord. And I had come to a belief at that time that the world around me was most likely created by chance. Mm-hmm. I started to believe some of the from what I had read and heard from scientists. And my wife Stephanie and I, we got married that year, and we had been dating a long time. And what I noticed was, in the months following our marriage, I noticed that, you know, our day-to-day lives were really the same as they were before. And that began to bother me. And I started to really think about, you know, I feel like there must be something more to marriage that I didn't quite understand at the time. And that led to other bigger questions of life and time and family. And all these things just started really hitting my mind in a big way. And so I shared my feelings with Stephanie at the time, and what we began to talk about is that, you know, Christianity claims to have the answers to marriage, and so we decided, well, let's go learn a little bit more about that. And so that, in fact, it was at that very next Sunday that we went to a church that was just down the street from our apartment complex.
Yeah.
You know, we walked in the door. We didn't know anyone. We were not invited by anyone. And we would listen to the preacher speak. And we did that for several months, actually. In fact, looking back on it, we would show up 20 minutes late because the singing was very uncomfortable for us. We just wanted to hear the preacher speak. And then the big day for me came. And I remember it so clearly because it was a weekday. In fact, it was February 24th, 1999. It was an unusual day also because it was a day where very early that morning it had snowed. And this is Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Very rare.
Yeah.
So I woke up that morning and I told Stephanie, I said, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of time, go down by the Chattahoochee River and take photographs. And at that time, I was really into photography, and it was so beautiful outside. So I was out there by myself photographing the river and the trees full of icicles and the field, just beautiful.
Yeah.
And there was a moment when I was out there where I was looking through my camera lens, and I felt this question come up in my mind. It was something, nothing audible, nothing like that, but something very deep down where I was looking through my camera and seeing the beauty in front of me. And it hit me that I cannot believe that this, what I'm seeing right now, was all created by chance.
Yeah.
And it surprised me because that just seemed to come out of nowhere in the moment. And, you know, I looked up from my camera and I got down on my knees and I prayed. And I remember what I said. I remember my prayer because the first thing I said was, I said, God, I actually now believe that you're a creator, that I believe that is more likely to be the case than what I was believing. And then everything that I had been learning from that preacher down the street started to flood into my mind. And I remember praying that, you know, Jesus, if you are real, if you are who I am hearing about, would you please reveal yourself to me? And I can tell you that ever since that day, Jesus has revealed himself to me. I never looked back, and I'm convinced now that that was the day that I was saved.
Yeah.
And a very special day for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Man, we could end the podcast right there. Like, that's amazing. Amazing testimony. And I really appreciate you sharing. I think it's awesome how, you know, the Lord saved, you know, so many people. And at North Star, like, we have so many different stories of the Lord, you know, saving people. But there is just this, and what it's the path to them becoming a Christian. And it's just always encouraging to hear from each other the Lord uniquely ministering to us, you know, and drawing us into salvation.
I do want to add one clarification too.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So after that point, I don't want people to think that I come 20 minutes late to church.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'd fit right in at North Star if you do. So
all of a sudden after that, I learned what it meant to praise the Lord and to sing the Christian songs.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. For some people, you know, standing and singing around when you're not a Christian, it's kind of like, what are we doing here? You know? Yeah. Oh, good. I appreciate that clarification. Transitioning now to talking a little bit about the early church, how even, you know, the Lord has continued to reveal himself to you and even kind of equip you and show you how you've been gifted in order to serve the church. And this is one of those ways by teaching and helping, learning yourself and then teaching and helping equip others. So we're in 2025, you know, and it's really easy for us to think that we're kind of to not really look outside of even our own generation or our own time period. Like, we forget that the Christian faith is a historical faith. You know, we've been around for 2,000 years. And so when we think about the early church, kind of from Pentecost, how do you define the early church, about the year, time period?
I like to think of it up until the 4th century.
Okay, yeah, about 300-ish years or so. Why should a Christian in 2025 study that or care about that at all?
You know, I like to think of it as similar to how we get to know each other. You know, I can remember back going back to being even a teenager when I started dating Stephanie, and we would have these long conversations, sometimes very late into the night. And those conversations would often revolve around things of our past. Mm-hmm. We would talk about maybe some trials we had been through in our lives, some of the highs, some of the lows. Mm-hmm. And really, that was a great way to get to know each other and understand each other. In fact, I believe that without really knowing someone's past, it's hard to really get to understand a person, kind of where they come from, what they value, and what they've been through. And I think of the church in similar ways, in that we look out at the church today worldwide, and we see, you know, all these different denominations within Protestantism. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, the Roman Catholic Church, Eastern Orthodoxy, and then others. We have the Coptic churches and et cetera, et cetera. You know, how did those things come to be what they are? And the church history tells us something about that.
Yeah.
And also would say that the other value in studying the early church is learning and being inspired by the heroes of the faith, people who have suffered, you know, great persecution, adversities, in many cases, martyrdom, and looking to see how they had spread the gospel and contributed to growing the church in the work of the Holy Spirit. And there's so much that we can be inspired and learn from them.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. The other thing that I think about with the early church particularly, and even just church history in general, is, you know, Ecclesiastes tells us there's nothing new under the sun, you know. And so a lot of the controversies and things that we even face as a church today, chances are we've faced that as a faith at some point in some form, yeah. You know. In the either the early church or some part in church history, I think particularly of Gnosticism and just how Gnosticism keeps rearing its head, yeah. You know, over
that's like very
one,
true.
One of yeah. the first heresies yeah. and just kind of keeps coming back, you know, and we've already kind of dealt with that, but it's a new expression maybe yeah. of some kind, you know. So I think studying history kind of helps us like, oh, we kind of dealt with that, and it can even inform, even though we may need to contextualize, it can help inform.
Yeah, you know, another kind of good, that's true. Another good one is Arianism.
Oh, yeah.
We see that yeah. as well today. Mm-hmm. And boy, the church had to really wrestle with that for hundreds yeah. of years. And knowing how the church responded to that
yeah.
can really help inform us of how we should respond to that today.
Yeah. And the value of having folks come to a class like this or learn about things is that, you know, you may not even know the word Gnosticism or Arianism, but if you've ever struggled with like the idea of how is Jesus both fully human and fully divine, that's the tension that Arianism unfortunately went the wrong direction with, thing that we still struggle with nowadays, even though we may have gone at it, we may not call it by that, is helpful to learn.
Yes, know, a very bit true.
To,
yeah.
to be able to define it and then deal with it. So, yeah, you mentioned a little bit the heroes of the faith, and I think that's an important thing to consider. You know, there's a reality that the history is interesting because it's made up of stories, you know, and there's a lot of stories that kind of go into all these different aspects of what the individuals that were a part of church history did, you know, some things that are tragic, some things that are funny, even some things that are just kind of all over the place. Do you have like a favorite story from the early church time period that you'd like to share, just because they are so interesting, since it really is made up of stories?
And you're right, there are so many good stories. Mm-hmm. So many of the best stories I think are of the martyrs, but you know, as I'm thinking about it, if I had to pick one, I would pick a story of a man who was almost martyred. and that his name was Origen. Origen was he lived in the 3rd century. He was a great teacher, very well known writer and teacher, church leader. Origen was raised by Christian parents. And when he was a very young man, his father was martyred. His father refused to recant of his Christian faith before the Roman authority, and he was put to death for his faith. Well, Origen, being a young man, he was full of zeal for his faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so he had set his mind on, well, he's going to go home, he was going to clean himself up, take a bath, and go and turn himself in to the Roman authorities, because what he wanted to do was he wanted to publicly declare his faith before the authorities to be martyred just like his dad, and he wanted to join his father in heaven. Well, he went home and started taking a bath, and his mother got wind of his plans,
yeah.
And so while Origen was taking his bath,
yeah.
his mother went into the home, gathered up all of Origen's clothes, and took them outside and hid them. Well, that thwarted his plans.
Yes.
So yeah. Origen, thank goodness, I guess we could say he wanted to go die as a martyr.
Yeah.
But he was unwilling to do that naked.
Yeah. Is being a martyr going to cancel out running through the streets naked? You know, is that going to be a thing? Yeah. We're thankful of all the writings and formative thought that Origen had for Christian history, that he didn't have clothes that day.
You know? Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's great. There's like so many stories like that. And, you know, in this class, of course, there will be a lot of opportunities to hear some of those stories. In closing, last question for you, Kevin, just in even your own personal study of this topic in church history and everything, what's kind of one overarching takeaway or theme that you consider to be really particularly important in your study, and even what you might hope someone would get out of their own study of the church?
Mm, Yeah, that's a good one. You know, as I think about that, you know, I do think about how the Christians in the early church, I think that one of the best takeaways is recognizing their genuineness in their faith. You know, at that time in the early church in the Roman Empire, Christianity was not legal for the first 300 years of the church. And so that meant that Christians, you know, they met in secret. They met in typically in someone's home, and they lived under the constant threat of potential persecution. At that time, all it took was a neighbor or a friend, maybe even a family member. If you were accused of being a Christian before the Roman authorities, typically you would be brought out in public and required to recant of your faith. And some Christians did fall to that pressure, but many didn't. Yeah. And many were martyred because of that. And, you know, Christians in the early church, there wasn't much earthly gain by being a Christian.
Yeah.
Many of them faced abandonment by their family. Many of them lost their jobs. And so to be a Christian in the early church, for many people, meant that they were willing to give everything up for their faith. And mm-hmm. and I think in some ways, as maybe as scary as that sounds to us, modern Western Christians that mm-hmm. we are, I think the reality is different today. But understanding how they lived and the threats that they lived under, I think was really inspiring for us and good for us, I think, to recognize the sacrifices that they were willing to go through.
It really cost you something, Christian, in those days, you know. And,
yes.
and it always does, but in a particular like way then, maybe more so, it really does cost you something. I think that's something that we need to be reminded of sometimes in a environment and a culture where there is hostility to Christianity, obviously, in almost any culture, but there is a level of comfort that maybe we've become accustomed to, you know, when the early church did not have the luxury. I think that's a great takeaway. So Kevin, hey, thanks so much for coming today. It's been really encouraging to hear your heart, but both of how the Lord has drawn you into relationship with self, and also just the heart behind the class, and that's been amazing. The class is going to start this Sunday. It's 3 sessions. We'd love to see you at all 3 of them. But if you only make it to 1 or 2, that's okay. We'd love for you to be at all 3, though, if you at all possibly can. Right after the service in one of our small group rooms, you'll have clear direction on Sunday morning. So we just love to see you there. And it'll be about an hour. Is that what you're shooting for?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Yeah. So we just love to see you there. Learn a little bit more about the early church and how it can be even formative in your own faith. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve Him. All right, well, welcome. I shouldn't clear my throat before I do that, probably.